I'm delighted today to finally be able to report that it now is 99.99% certain that we're going to get a farm bill. All we have to do now is to get the conference committee approved both in the House and the Senate, but there's broad bipartisan support to do that. That is expected to happen as early as Wednesday of next week, if not before. It is the best farm bill that has come out of the U.S. Capitol now in the last 3 decades, and I'm very proud of that fact. This legislation does a lot to promote our food security here in this country. We increase the amount of money that goes into the nutrition set of programs by about $10 billion. It's estimated that over 70% of the money that's in this farm bill will go into nutrition programs. As part of that, it includes a $1 billion expansion of the school fresh fruit and vegetable snack program for Colorado specifically. That will be about $45 million a year for 80,000 school children. That's a very important part of this program. In addition, as part of the food provisions of this legislation, we also have adopted for the first time an enforceable country of origin labeling program. It's been a high priority of mine since I campaigned to be a U.S. senator. Now the people in the United States of America will be able to tell the country of origin on the food that they're buying in the stores of America. So those provisions are very important. This legislation will provide $1 billion in funding in a special title that we have for renewable energy in the Farm Bill. That will help us incentivize the creation of new energies in rural America. I have included in that section of the bill a specific provision, which I authored, on cellulosic biofuels. What that will do is to get us off corn as a feed stock for ethanol and move us over into the creation of cellulose, which is part of what is being pushed by some companies that are located in Colorado, as well as the National Renewable Energy Labs. Conservation receives a significant investment in this legislation with about $4 billion in increase that will go into the wetlands and grasslands reserve programs and the farmland protection programs. When we think about the importance of the millions upon millions of acres of land that are husbanded by our farmers and ranchers, this incentive in conservation and investment in conservation will allow them to continue to be the best stewards of the land possible. You know, it's still the sad case that many counties and communities in rural America are still not doing as well as their city counterparts. And so we have put in here provisions for rural development funding that include funding for micro enterprise startup programs in rural areas. We also have included in this legislation the prohibition against the closure of farm offices in communities where those FSA offices are located more than 20 miles apart. That legislation will, in effect, save for Colorado the farm service offices in El Paso County and Larimer County and the other counties that had their farm offices at risk. There is significant reform in this bill. The bill will disallow lands to be part of the farm programs if those lands have been converted over for development for commercial use and industrial use. Those are provisions that we authored. There also are changes that are made with respect to lowering the amount of direct payments that can go to farmers and non-farmers. Those are significant adjustments from what had been in the Farm Bill before. You know, the president has indicated strongly that he does not like this Farm Bill and has threatened to veto it. I think there are enough votes to override the president's veto in both the Senate and the House, and I would hope he doesn't. We have created in this legislation as one of the new components a disaster program and trust fund, and that disaster program will be available for future disasters that occurs. It's also a very tightly restricted disaster program in that it would require producers to have crop insurance in order for them to avail themselves of money that would be made available through the disaster program. And there are other restrictions on it to make sure that there are no abuses that occur. It's a better way of dealing with disasters than we have in the past.